All right, everyone knows that the real estate market is super hot. Houses sell as soon as they're listed, but there are some houses that just sit on the market for way too long. Ever wonder why? Some of these houses are called stigmatized properties, and that's because their home comes with a mystery. It's sometimes because a horrible death occurred there. It could be murder, suicide. Each of those homes has a story. I want to tell you about this new podcast because my friend Matt Marinovich has been working on it for quite some time. I've known about it for a long time, and it's finally out. It's called Murder Homes. Each week, Murder Homes tells a story about a single property. Who lived there? What secrets did they keep? And what did they leave behind? It's part history, part murder mystery, and the podcast mixes both expert interviews, witness accounts, and court records to pull back the curtain on the hidden stories each property has to tell. I don't know about you, but would you purchase one of these homes? I'd love to know. But I am fascinated because it's such a unique twist on true crime. So I am going to play you the trailer for Murder Homes. Whatever podcast app you are listening to right now, press subscribe because it is awesome. You're going to love it. And my friend Matt, he is crushing it, and I want to support what he's doing. So without further ado, let's play the trailer for Murder Homes.
There's a house in your neighborhood that doesn't look so different than yours. A family that everyone feels like they know. A home that is well-kept, leaves raked, snow shoveled, kids playing in a yard on a summer afternoon. Until one day, when their lives are shattered by a killer who comes out of nowhere, or who's been there all along. My name is Matt Marinovich, and for the new season of Murder Homes, I've found homes whose stories are just a little bit darker.
He felt like his dad just wouldn't die, and he was considering going downstairs to get a drill to drill into him.
We'll talk to a prisoner convicted of first-degree murder.
In all my years of hunting, I'd never been taught to wound anything. So when an event takes place, when you draw a gun, you automatically shoot center mass. You don't have to think about where you're going to aim at.
Follow a crime scene cleanup crew to a horrific tragedy in New Jersey.
I think I'm going to go deeper into the mattress so you guys can see that here.
Okay.
Yeah, it runs. Yeah. It's just like water.
Yeah, there's red on the slats.
Mm-hmm. It's blood, right?
Yeah. And brain matter.
Take a road trip to a bucolic summer camp in upstate New York, where a preacher buried the bodies of his adoring disciples.
He carried her out like trash on a Sunday. Two garbage bags all slicked with blood that he dumped in the trunk of a Cadillac. Then he had Frank drive him to the farm.
And bring you face to face with one of the most unlikely killers of all.
The media got involved, and it was a pretty populated thing because goat kills man. It's just one of those things that don't normally happen.
Take a walk with me a little further down the street this time and step inside the home that everyone whispers about to relive a day that will always be frozen in time.
A dead body smells like a mix between rotten eggs and a decaying deer. Something you'll never forget.
Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Creative Babble.